Peya Perik Vav Mishnah Shnei Omarim Shechacha. Two bundles is shicha. Two bundles of grain is shicha. Ushloisha ainon shicha. But three bundles is not shicha. The Mishnah Rishon explains, we're dafka dealing with bundles that were left in one area. But if they're scattered around the place, even if there's more than three, it's still shicha. So why is that? So the Melech HaShlomo brings a Sefer Yerayim that when three bundles are together, that's called a gadish, a heap. And the heap, like we know, is the Gemar Melacha, and there's no shicha anymore. So since a person forgot a heap, that's not called shicha. Shicha is something that's going to be brought to the heap, not the heap itself. And therefore, if it's in one place, that's not called shicha. Dafka, the only way that it's shicha in one place is if it's less than three. Now we have the next category. So the first category, the Tosfos Anshei Shem explains that the Mishnah is dealing with three categories. So that was the grain. Now category number two, Shnei Tziburei Zeisim V'Charuvim. If one has two heaps of olives and carobs, buxer, shichacha. This is shichacha. Ushloisha einan shichacha. But if it's three heaps, that's not shicha, and for the same reason that we said. Even though it's a little different, because here they're actually heaps. Each one is a heap, and one heap is considered shicha. So obviously it's not the same type of heap. It's not this heap would not be a godish type of heap. But when you have three in the same vicinity, that's considered like a godish, even though it's not one massive heap. But three in the close proximity of each other is considered a godish. Now the Yerushalmi is medayek, but what about the olives themselves? It sounds like only a heap of olives. But what about just a few olives? So there, it's not the Gemar Melacha. That like a few olives on the floor is like a few stalks of wheat on the floor. That's not called shicha, like we said. Until they're made into bundles, then when they're bundles, then there's a din of shicha if one would forget to bring it to the threshing floor. So too with olives, we first have or carobs too or other fruit. We have to first have it into heaps. And only then is there a din of shicha. Well, then that's forgotten to be brought to the main area. Now we deal with the third category, which is vegetables. Shnei chutznei pishtan. So we deal with pishtan flax. And the Mefarshim explains for Eretz Yisrael, the Radafka, that were grown for food, because flax can be grown for clothing as well. So if a person forgot two stalks of flax, and here it's even stalks, so that's shichacha. Shichacha. Ushloisha einan shichacha. But if it's three or more, that's not shichacha. So now we're transitioning to leket. And when we talk about leket of grapes, so the lashon that the Torah uses is peret. As it says, uperet karmacha loy salake. So shnei gagarim peret. But a person dropped two grapes, that's peret. He has to leave it there. Ushloisha einan peret. But three is not peret. Shnei shibolim, two stalks of grain, leket. That's considered leket. Now, shichacha it's not, like we know, even if you have many stalks, because the only, like we said, the only time you chayv in shichacha is if you have bundles. But two grains, dafka leket, that's leket. Ushloisha einan leket. But three stalks together is not leket. And Rashi explains because a person is not, Rashi and Sanhedrin, that a person's not derech to be mafker three, therefore it's not leket. Elu kedivrei beisilus. All these that we said, that you know, only two is leket, only two is shicha, but not three. These are elu kedivrei beisilus. These are all beisilus. And beisilus learns it from the pasuk that's written by leket. It says, la'aniv la'ger tazoy b'sam. So it says, ani and ger, two people, an ani and a ger. And that's why the dinim of these is only by, and not just leket, shicha and pei as well, it's dafka two, not three. Valkulan beishamay oimrim, in all these cases, beishamay say shlosh laniyim. All these cases, there'll be three to the aniyim, varbo labalabayis. And the fourth will be the balabayis. So beishamay learns out all of the matnas aniyim from shichacha, as it says in shicha lo yisoshuv lekachdu leger layosom v'lalmana iya. So there it says ger yosom and almana. So it's three people, three words. And because of that, so the din is that in all these cases, leket shechem pei, if there's three of them, you'd still give it to the ani. Only when it's four and above does the balabais keep it.